Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, and welcome to My Favourite Takeaway, the podcast for people who love food but can't always be bothered to cook it. This is the show where myself, Tom Crane, and my good, good, dear, dear friend, Simran Shah, go into the homes of celebrities and have their favourite takeaways. Just as they normally have them. I mean that, Sim. You are a dear, dear friend. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a three good, good, dear, dear friends. I mean...
Felt like I was panicking in a best man speech. I've got to make this feel really sincere, like I care. Well, Sim, I do love you deeply, and I think you're a good man through and through. Now, Sim, how have you been? Are you well?
I'm all right. I'm well. I'm happy. I'll tell you something that happened yesterday that actually made me quite happy.
Please do.
So I ordered a takeaway. I ordered some Indian food.
Yeah.
And when it arrived, it was everything that I wanted it to be. I ordered some onion bhajis, or as I call them, bhajas. Nice. I ordered some dal. I ordered a generic, it just said chicken curry, and it was just a generic chicken curry. And I ordered some rotis. And then I also ordered some lamb keema, so just lamb mince.
Yeah.
And it arrived. I opened up the bag. The rotis, by the way, were in a paper bag, not the one with foil. So there was no sweat there. It wasn't like there was no condensation, which was quite a nice little trick, I thought.
Were they better for that bag change?
I think they were. I think they were for the bag change.
Okay,
I
great.
Think the ones that come in the foil, you always think, oh, it's to keep it warm, but actually it just makes it condensation-y inside. It just gets wood damp.
It's a bit like they've just come off a sun lounger. They're like, yeah. Really? Unpleasantly sort of damp. No, I know.
They're sort of shaking it off. You know what I mean? They want to shake off this sweat.
Where's my big towel? Okay, so this curry turned up. What happens, Sim?
So this curry turned up, and then so I was taking out all the individual pots from inside the bag, and then I noticed one pot that looked a bit odd. I was like, what the hell's in this? And there was £2 coins in a pot.
Right.
The other pots all had yogurt in it, yogurt and chili sauce and stuff. There's £2 coins in a pot and then a little note. So I opened the pot, I took out the £2 coins.
This is fascinating.
The note, and the note said, okay, I'm going to read it out now.
Yeah.
The note said, sorry for less lamb keema.
Oh!
And then I opened the lamb keema.
That's so sweet.
And it wasn't as full as the other ones. So the guys obviously just gave me £2 back because they didn't fill the lamb keema to the brim.
Now, that is unbelievably sweet. However, Sim, there is another option with that story, which is that the delivery driver has got hungry on the way over. Has had a couple of spoonfuls of your lamb keema and then felt guilty.
And so taken out, found a pen and paper, given me £2, and thought it was about £2 worth.
Would you say it was £2 worth of lamb keema? Did you feel like it was a fair amount they were paying back?
I think they were absolutely got the proportions right. I think it was £6 for the lamb keema. So yep. I'd say it was a third of it that was missing. So I think that's not bad.
That's really, really sweet. I wonder what happened to that lamb keema, though. I'm assuming they didn't have enough lamb. That's what it was. It wasn't they just completely got the cooking measurements wrong. They just didn't have enough lamb. I'm guessing that's what it is.
I mean, I'm sure they didn't have enough lamb rather than they did have enough lamb, but they thought, actually, oh, I'm not going to fill up the extra. I'll just give them £2 and write a note.
Can't be bothered to keep another ladle. Yeah, you're quite right. That's obviously what's happened, yeah.
I want to give a shout out then to the curry takeaway place, which is called Curry in a Box in E7. And it was a fantastic meal as well. So shout out to the guys at Curry in a Box in East London.
That's lovely. Little, I'd maybe suggest they rename themselves as Two Thirds of a Curry in a Box would be quite a nice.
Two Thirds of a Curry in a Box with £2 and a note. Thank you.
Exactly. That's genuinely sweet. That's genuinely sweet. Now, Sim, as always, we have been sent bizarre, wonderful and strange stories from our bizarre, wonderful and strange listeners, haven't we? Do you want to hit us with our correspondence this week? What have our wonderful listeners sent us this time?
Well, so we have a great little story from Ed Hunter Baines, which is quite a cool
what a name. Nice. What it really name. Is, yes. Yeah.
So his title when he sent the email in was just Cheeseburgers. Okay, here we go. So
That isn't the sort of title I'd suggest Ed Hunter Baines would have. I imagine. Pheasant. Re-pheasant. Re-Sunday lunch with father.
Okay, so what's he saying? Ed says, hi chaps.
Hi.
An odd takeaway story. But when I was younger and going to festivals, me and my mate Birdie thought food was too expensive to buy there and it was always a pain to queue up.
Agreed.
We both love a Macca's and realised that cheeseburgers would be okay to eat the next day. So our food solution for our three-day festival was to buy 36 cheeseburgers from McDonald's at Clapham Junction. We turned up to Secret Garden Party with our burgers and the bouncers didn't know what to do when they searched us. So they got in. First day, burgers okay. Second day, burgers a little ropey. Third day, burgers used as frisbees. We did actually sell some of the burgers as well. Definitely wouldn't do it again. I mean, 36 burgers.
Oh, that's amazing. There's a few things there. You'd hope that the weather is going to remain sort of quite cold so that the burgers remain safe to eat for a long period of time. You don't want, as we discussed earlier, that sort of like naan bread in a silver foil situation where it's getting really sweaty and the meat's going weird. You want it to be a cold festival, weirdly.
You don't think you can keep the burger warm for the 2 days?
I think if it's a hot festival and you've got them going around in your backpack, then you're running into sort of food poisoning danger by day two. But if it's quite a cold festival, it's a chilly one, then I think day three you could probably still just about get away with it. I think there's money to be made with that. If you head to the Stone Circle, that's sort of where everyone's completely stoned with 50 Big Macs, you could easily sell those for a tenner each. It wouldn't be an issue. More than that, 20 quid. Just yell Big Macs for sale, 20 quid, and I guarantee you get rid of them. It's like if I was on The Apprentice and the thing was I had to make as much money as possible very, very quickly, my idea would be 50 Big Macs at the Stone Circle in Glastonbury. I make 40 grand within an hour, basically. There's money to be made with that.
Would you be selling them for cheaper after the third day?
Yeah.
Do you
think
you'd also have to advertise that they're three-day-old cheeseburgers?
Are you reducing the price day by day as you go through?
I mean, you should be. You should be at least telling them, by the way, this is a three-day-old cold cheeseburger.
Once at Glastonbury, I bought some cheesy chips, and then I wandered back to our tent, and I realised I hadn't got a wooden fork to eat the cheesy chips with. And I went back to the cheesy chips van, and I was hammered. And the guy, this shows you how sort of beta I am. This was in my mid-20s. The guy went, right, if you want a wooden fork, you're going to have to give me 10 press-ups. So I did 10 press-ups in the mud while people chanted and counted up to 10. Well, actually counted up to 8. I got to 8 and then I gave up. And he eventually gave me a wooden fork and I managed to have it. But that for me, that's one of the lowest moments in my life.
Tom, there's something so unbelievably bleak about that. Because knowing you, I imagine there was not even any resistance. No. There was not even a, no thanks, I'll just take the wooden fork, please. The free
not
wooden
at all.
Forks, which were probably just sitting there free on a little table outside
of
the stand. Yeah, so you didn't need to ask him for one. He could just pick one up and took it.
I probably thought, this man is kind enough to even consider giving me a wooden fork. And I should consider myself very lucky to be doing just 10 press-ups. Or the lame bit was when I got to 8 and I just couldn't go any further as well. And people have been chanting, 1, 2. And there was such a feeling that, 8. At that point, it all became a bit depressing for everyone. You're watching quite a weak man fail to do enough press-ups to get a wooden fork so he can eat his cheesy chips. The tone of the event changed dramatically in that moment. But I'm a new guy now, so you know I earn decent money and I own my own knife and fork. So it's kind of
Would you bring everywhere you can now
to avoid
eight press-ups?
I even take them to a nice restaurant. The off chance they make me do the same thing. What a superb story. Thank you, Ed Hunter-Baines. You're my new hero. Now, listeners, if you have any correspondence you want to send to us, please do, because we love to hear it. And if you have any festival stories, any stories you think can beat Ed's bizarre experience of taking 36 Big Macs and trying to flog them for profit, then do send them to us. And also, your late night sort of drunken takeaway eats is the other thing we want to hear about at the moment. We're asking you for them on our Instagram. So are there any weird things you eat late at night that you want to sort of open up and admit to us? And do let us know. Our email is hello@myfavoritetakeawaypodcast.com. But there are other ways to get in contact. And here they are.
You can follow us on Insta on My Favorite Takeaway Podcast, on Twitter on Fav Takeaway Pod, or email us hello@myfavoritetakeawaypodcast.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Right, next we've got the wonderful Rosie Jones, comedian and actress. She's been on The Last Leg, 8 out of 10 Cactus Countdown, Would I Lie to You? She recently appeared in an episode of Casualty. It was a great fun chat with Rosie, and I really hope you enjoy it.
So, we are sat in Rosie Jones's new front room.
New front room, Rosie Jones.
Brand new, hence the echo, because literally nothing is in it. We are sat on garden table and chairs.
It's the sort of table that would fit maybe one person in a, on a, like a Paris street. And possibly a croissant. Not three people, 7,000 chicken wings. But
we do have above the table a really impressive lighting arrangement.
Yeah. So, I just bought this flat because I'm doing very well.
But not well enough to have furniture. No. You're in that sort of middle world ground. So, Rosie, should we move on to the food? What food are we having now, Rosie? What have we got? What exciting food have we got tonight?
Oh, my God. We are about to have all the chicken in all of the land.
So, where have we ordered from?
Morley's.
Okay, so do you want to explain what Morley's is for listeners who might not know?
How do you not know? Morley's is a classic chicken joint in London. Did it start in South?
That's right, South London.
And I've always been a North London bird, so I was absolutely raging until we got a Morley's in Walthamstow. And now I am 82% chicken.
And what's the other 18% of interest?
Quick math.
Oh,
ketchup.
Fries.
Okay. it's a good meal.
I think that is the perfect ratio. That is a good ratio.
So why were you so excited that Morley's opened Waterstone? What is it about this place? Because it is like a classic chicken shop. It has a sort of a reputation in London. People are obsessed with this place. Yeah. Why is it so great?
Can I open?
Yeah, let's open the first box.
So in that first box, the first thing that you can see in that box is the little blotches of oily packaging where the chicken skin has hit the container, the cardboard, and the grease has splotted around.
If I was a lion, I would lick that.
Well, I can close my eyes.
Yeah, I'll open them. I'll keep them. Oh, wow.
Oh! Oh. I regret I didn't close my eyes there. So we've got four huge thighs here then with... no offence, guys.
Okay, let's talk about the chicken.
It looks like really crispy skin. That's amazing. Should we move on to the next box? Because we've got so much here.
Oh,
God. Oh, my God. These wings.
Oh, shit. Is how crispy. So when you're looking for chicken, they want this crispiness and the juiciness.
Yeah.
This chicken looks particularly blistered, you know? Yeah.
And let's recheck the last two. They've got a few more boxes. They've got so much here. Chips, okay. Classic fries.
I think these are just fries.
Okay, wow, Lewis. Okay, this is fantastic. Chips, yeah. So, when was the first time you had Morley's? Do you remember it as a thing? And where were you? What was there?
See, the problem with me that you know, because we're friends. I like a drink.
Okay, yeah, likes a drink.
So I'd chosen fried chicken for several reasons.
Right.
My first one is because it's my go-to drunk.
Yeah, okay.
So I think the first time I had Morley's, it was at the night out in Brixton. Where did I go? What did I drink? Who did I go with? Who did I get off with? I don't know!
The only thing you remember is...
Yeah. The chicken.
Amazing.
Well, on that, shall we dig in?
Are you the sort of person, on a night out, you're immediately thinking from the beginning, what food you're going to get at the end? Because I'm very much, and it'll actually mean that I leave parties early sometimes because I'll be going, if I don't leave now, then McDonald's will be shut. And I'm going to leave.
Yeah. Basically, at uni as well, my favourite thing would be getting ready and the pizza beforehand.
Yeah.
And then the chicken after.
Wow.
I don't care about the night out.
Right, should we try this then?
Should we go? I'm
shut up.
Okay, so this is a chicken wing we're going for, all of us here.
Chicken wing.
Oh my goodness. That is really good. There's a sort of a heat to that as well. There's a little bit of a kick. That's really good. And it's really crispy.
That is crispy and then very moist. And there's that spicing in the coating of the crispy.
That is so much better than I thought it would be. Because the slightly soggy boxes, it looks like a generic chicken plate. This is so much better than I thought it would be.
Why did you ever underestimate me and Morley? Get out.
So, talk to me about university then. So, were you a big drinker? Were you kind of eating well? God, what was your situation there?
So, at uni, when I moved in, and all my new flatmates were on packing pasta and cheese, and some of them even like carrots. I brought to uni 3 bottles of vodka and 18 cans of cider. And that's it.
Amazing.
That is amazing. So what was the reaction from your...
scared flatmates.
From your soon-to-depart flatmates.
Are you okay? My problem with drinking in general is I'm very good at it.
Did you cook much then, or were you...
Oh, same right now. I landed on my feet, as I do in life. One of my flatmates, who was still my best friend in the whole wide world, was basically born 40 years old. And from day one, she looked at my vodka and cider cupboard and went...
Your vodka and cider cupboard.
And went, don't worry, I'll cook for you.
Oh.
And she just cooked for me for 3 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What's her name? Do we give her a shout out?
Charlotte. I love Charlotte.
She cooked for you, and when she wasn't cooking, what were you eating takeaway-wise at university?
Oh, kebab.
And how bad did it get? What's the lowest you got at university?
Dirty kebab.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I've always had a belly, and I've always had boobies. But I definitely went to uni and I put on, I think, 3 stone. I was my heaviest ever. And when I graduated, I lost it.
Okay.
And I said to Charlotte, I don't know how I put on so much weight at uni. And she went, Rosie, on a night out, I used to make us dinner. Then we go out, then you'd order a large kebab and chips, and we'd go out 5 nights a week.
Yeah.
And every night I'd have a
doner. That'll do it.
Wow, that will do. Would you ever have a doner not on a night out? So it's a Tuesday, it's 11 a.m. It's brunch.
No.
Well, in Turkey, that is a thing. You would have it. It's
basically,
we're
snobs here. Really?
Exactly. Yeah, we had a brilliant chef called Big Hass on, and he was talking about how kebabs are basically like a sandwich in Turkey.
Yeah.
The quality of the meat will be better. It's like a lamb shoulder and stuff like this. It's not what we're used to on a high street, but at lunchtime, you would just have a kebab. It's just
meat and bread.
Exactly, yeah. But it's different to the congealed sort of mystery meat.
Yeah, that sounds lovely.
Yeah.
But for some reason, you didn't get that in Huddersfield.
Okay.
In 2007. In Huddersfield, I don't know what meat it was, but it was good. Yummy.
So, we are now having, what's this? What we got, Rosie, here?
Oh, we got the greatest thing on earth, which is a piece of chicken.
Oh, wow. God, here we go.
Mm.
So this is...
This is just a big old piece of chicken, isn't it? Big old piece of fried chicken.
Breast, yeah. That's breast, actually. How is it? Is there heat on this one?
There's heat on all of them, baby.
Oh, yeah.
That is so good. I keep saying it, but it's just, it is so much better than I'm expecting it to be. Because it's such a lottery.
Yeah.
The chicken shop that looks like the chicken shop, especially the ones that are open until 3 in the morning, you go, this could go one of two ways. But this is good. Amazing food.
I'm answering my own question. So, as I got older, if I could, I would still be a doner kebab girl every night of the week. I love food. But I want to look at them away, so I've taken it down a notch. But even now, I treat myself to chicken.
Yeah.
And what is good about me is I many things. I literally only need one piece of chicken.
What, and that's okay?
You
don't, I can do that.
So, if I have a good gig and I want to reward myself, I will go and have literally one piece of chicken. And I devoured.
And you can stop after that one piece of chicken.
What is that, a breast?
So impressive.
You couldn't get one wing. Surely a wing wouldn't be quite that massive.
No, you can't buy a singular wing. They'll kick you out.
Literally. It brings me so much joy because I leave the gig and I go, it's a one piece of chicken.
And if you do a really good gig, would you maybe have three pieces of chicken?
No.
So you just limit it to one. Rosie, do you have any, have any weird takeaway confessions?
Oh. You know what is weird? Growing up, we never had takeaways.
Yeah.
It was several different reasons. First of all, my dad was always a great cook.
Okay.
Oh, that's
just always loved cooking as well. So on the rare occasions we did a takeaway, everyone was like, your food's bad.
Oh, that's so
sweet. So nice.
Yeah. So you've gone from your dad to Charlotte. It seems like you find people who just cook for you. It's very helpful.
And now I'm living with a French woman.
Win.
And makes fish pie every day. It's lovely. But also, growing up in Bridlington, literally, you had about 40 fish and chips shops. So if it was a takeaway, it'd be a chippy.
Oh.
But then we literally have one Chinese takeaway and that's it. So I remember I didn't have my first KFC till I was 24.
Wow. Post-uni?
Yeah, because I didn't have a KFC in Huddersfield.
Okay. You're too busy smashing those doners as well.
So I think that's why I always come back to fried chicken.
And then
It's still a novelty.
Did you ever use the Chinese restaurant, the one Chinese restaurant in Bridlington, did you ever go there as a family? What did you make of that?
Oh, yeah, we went as a family. We would either eat in on a Sunday or it would be a classic Friday night takeaway.
And take me through what you have. What were the dishes that your family would get?
Oh, my God. So we'd have a mixed starter.
Yeah.
Before, which was great because my mum and my brother wouldn't eat a lot.
Out of choice or?
Yeah. They were too slow. And me and my dad were too very old.
Amazing.
If we were eating in, we'd have duck pancakes. But controversially, I don't think duck pancakes travel.
Yes, that's true.
They don't. They get
I think
wet.
It's the pancakes go a bit wet in that little packet.
Yeah.
And then there's little bits of celery and cucumber. Next to this dry duck.
We're in a little Tupperware dish. Yeah. Absolutely. Fucking nuts. And then main course. Weirdly, my mum, dad and brother will only have Chinese curry. That's a bag.
Yeah.
So they will have two of them between three of them. And my go-to will be crispy chili beef.
Oh,
he loves crispy chili beef.
I couldn't agree more. It's such a good dish. Yeah. We had Nigel Ung on a week ago. He slammed my choice of getting crispy, crispy shredded beef. He was saying that was a sort of a...
Fuck, does Nigel Ung know?
Exactly. 4.6 million followers reviewing Chinese food. It's so good. Crispy shredded beef or crispy shredded chicken. I think chicken is actually better than the beef. I do agree.
I love eating fried chicken on my own.
Yeah.
I think even gigging out of London and I'm on my own, I think I want to go dirty.
Dirty. It's like a mode.
This story could be going anywhere at this point. I'm knowing roses, I do. Literally, if my mum's listening, do turn off.
I go into dirty mode.
Do turn off, mum. Do once again.
I say I'm good and I'll have one piece of chicken. Sometimes I go, fuck it. And exactly what we've ordered today. So, 6 pieces of chicken, 8 wings, chips. Gravy.
I really like gravy.
And this is where it gets dirty. I will go back to my hotel room and get naked. Fully naked. And I will put Netflix on, usually crime documentary, get in bed, and just say, no holds barred, demolish all the chicken.
Oh my God. And this is outrageous.
I got big boots. And more often than not, I will wake up the next day. Tom, why are your head in
your I don't know where this is going.
Some mornings I will wake up and go, oh, what's that? And there will be a bone under my breath. Fully under the breath. Yeah, have you ever heard of the pencil trick?
Yeah.
Yes, I have
it. So it says you need a bra if you can hold a pencil under your tits.
Yeah.
What does it say if you can hold 8 bones of chicken?
I think it means you need a plate.
Now, can I ask you
no.
3 quick questions which relates to gravy? So that tells me what you order from KFC. I'm imagining you get probably chicken wings, gravy, possibly corn on the cob, maybe?
No.
What do you want?
Corn on the cob!
You seem like a corn on the cob person. What would you get as your other side? But basically what I want to know is
fries.
I want to know your McDonald's order, your classic go-to McDonald's order, and your classic go-to Domino's order. Those are the two I want, because we're talking filthy food tonight. Let's get all the details. So McDonald's first. What's your classic McDonald's?
Oh my God, I'm so boring. Chicken Selects.
What is... Oh, is that the chicken burger?
Yeah, the classy versions of nuggets.
Oh, I like those. They're nice. Yeah.
This is what we want to get onto. Bread can go fork itself. Bread in terms of, like, sure, I love a sourdough. I love a baguette. But when you're talking dirty takeaway, I don't like shit bread.
Okay.
Bread just holds you back from the meat.
So, okay, so tell me what in your mind is an example of shit bread?
Any single McDonald's burger.
Oh, so the burger buns in McDonald's with one patty in. There's too much bread, it's getting in the way of the meat.
Yeah.
Would you take the bread off and go straight
to the Big
the
Mac
meat?
Has 3 bits of bread in it as well, and that's what I get. I'm a Big Mac guy.
Yourself.
So would you take off the bread and then go straight for the
See,
burger?
Man, I wouldn't order it.
All right, okay.
Straight to the select.
Yeah,
okay,
or don't order it. So you go through the painstaking process of constantly taking the bread off and the salad and then a little bit of sauce.
Unless you really wanted to make a point that you didn't like bread, you might do that. You might just in the face of the person who's handed it to you. I hate this. You're throwing it across and just leave.
A Big Mac, hold the bread, thanks.
No, so that's why I will go for chicken
with chips as well. Okay, so Domino's. What about Domino's?
Five. So chicken selection. Can either have 3 or 5?
Yeah, fine, okay.
And with 3, you get 1 dip. And with 5, you get 2 dips.
Okay.
So I'll order 5 chicken-roonies. And I'll have a sour cream dip.
Lovely.
And a sweet chili.
Now let me ask you, if you're ordering just 3, and you're not ordering 5, and it's just 1 dip, which dip are you choosing? And then a follow-up question was, are you using both dips all the time? Or is the first 3 selects 1 dip, and then the final 2 is a different dip?
Really good question. Can I shake your hand for that? I really like that.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, shit. Oh my God, this is like when I'm on question.
You're gonna get loads of grief for your answer.
Well, will you answer the question? Will you answer the question?
If I only have three, and this is hypothetically because I'm always a five chicken.
You're on telly, aren't you? You know you're earning.
Yeah, because I would order five even if I wanted three.
Just if you can.
Yeah. And you've got to keep up my reputation. So, in this hypothetical free chickaroony situation, I go sweet chilli.
Oh.
But.
Here we go.
But I go to the person and go, hello. I'm disabled. Can I have another dick? And I would.
So that's it. You're pulling out the blue badge card for an extra dip.
Yeah.
I have to say, by the way, I don't know why I asked what chicken selects are, because I do order them as a side in my
sure.
Big Mac.
Now
I
also,
I go for the dips exactly the same as me, sweet chili and the sour cream. Oh, absolute win.
So good.
Are dips important to you in general? Are you a dip person?
Yeah, I love a dip.
Yeah.
But you both have ketchup.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise
and chicken is good. I do find it a bit weird when I have ketchup with the chicken.
But I had ketchup with the chips, but you went with the chicken. Yeah, I just think it doesn't work with fried chicken. Yeah.
I'll tell you what I cannot hack is people who have ketchup with pizza.
Yeah.
No.
That's not for me.
Absolute psycho.
Yeah.
So, talking of pizza, Domino's.
It's gone to Domino's.
Move.
Thank you. See, at last,
I'm going to say. How many of these have you done now?
I think this is the 15th or something like that.
Yeah. You're getting good.
So tell me about pizza. Yeah, so Domino's.
So back to uni.
Yeah.
Before the night out, before the kebab, we would always order Domino's. Cause
such a wild evening. Domino's and then your kebab. Oh, so much fun to hang out with.
Do you remember? Do they still do it in that if you ordered more than 40 quid, you get 50% off.
Completely.
Yeah, they still do that, don't they? On these Domino's deals.
And it's insane. I think we would get a large pizza each for like 3 quid. So my dream would be, what is that? I think it's a barbecue base.
Texas barbecue?
Yeah.
Oh, you've lost
me. We are so similar.
No.
And then it's all about the garlic and herb.
Oh, yeah. Barbecue base and garlic and herb.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yes.
Not for me, guys.
What's your problem?
I get double tomato sauce on the base. That's for me. But
double.
I always want extra tomato sauce on the base.
No,
not for me.
No.
That's too soupy, isn't it?
Everyone seems to not be into that.
That's a slippery tomato nightmare. Perfect.
Okay. So you've got barbecue base and you've got your garlic and herb dip.
Yeah.
We had actually an email from someone who goes into Domino's Pizzas and will buy 30 of those garlic and herb dips just so he has them in the fridge. There's something.
Maybe I shall marry him.
So, Rosie, I've got another question. One of our final questions is one of
no,
questions.
No.
Do you have any takeaway gripes? Do you have anything that if you're ordering a takeaway on a food app? Here we go.
Yeah. I bet you've had it every episode. Salad in a bag.
No, we haven't.
This is
actually
our first salad in the bag.
I completely agree. It's like the sort of thing you win a goldfish in at the fair, basically. That sort of little bag.
What's the fucking point?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Simrag.
I don't know. You know what? I really like it. I really like
it.
Why? I rip open. I rip open the bag. Obviously, I don't untie it. Who does that? That's madness. I poke through the bag. I rip it open. I pour out the salad, and then, do you know what else I do? I get a bit of salt and put a salt on the side and then dip the salad in the salt and eat that.
Really?
Yeah, it's true.
Why?
It's but a thing.
I couldn't agree more. That's such a good question. Yeah. Why?
Because
you have a curry. Yeah. Why on earth are you eating salad with salt?
I put a little pile of table salt and then I dip the onion in the table
like
salt.
Like Salt Bae. Yeah.
All the tomatoes or the cucumber, and I eat that straight, and then the curry. So, you know.
I would literally take the Indian from the man, and I am always a polite lady, and I will go in the kitchen, and before I even get anything out, I will put the salad in the bag in the bin. Right.
Amazing.
What's that point?
I couldn't agree. I couldn't agree
fantastic.
More.
Fantastic.
And there is one other final question before we review this meal. This is another thing we ask. Have you ever had any takeaway disasters, times when it's gone wrong, or a meal that you remember where something has just gone awfully wrong?
It wasn't a disaster for me, but what we haven't talked about is probably my second favourite takeaway. Mm-hmm. A little bit noodle.
Okay.
I absolutely fucking devour a noodle. Love them. But I normally eat noodles on my own.
Oh God, where's this going?
I get them everywhere, and I think it was a few years ago, I went on a night out in London, in Soho, and on the way back to the tube, I went to Walk to Walk. So, I got my Walk to Walk.
Yeah.
I went on the tube and I was like, I can't wait. So I opened it. And I think the combination of drunk plus tube what movement plus a lot of the palsy. I was just eating and slowly pouring it onto the man next to me.
Oh my God, Rosie, this is brilliant.
Until I looked down and thought, why is it empty? And I looked and it was all over them.
Had he noticed?
Yeah.
And how did he react?
Well, you can't be angry at a disabled lady.
But you can be angry at a drunk woman who's eating noodles on the tube when she shouldn't be.
Wow.
And if I'm honest, I was just upset that I'd waste all the noodles warming his penis.
Can I ask an awful question? Would you, in that situation, play up your disability as a way of getting out of it?
Tom, yes.
100%. There is absolutely no way. He's like, sorry, I'm just drunk.
Now, Rosie, it's time to take stock of the meal we've had. So I thought Morley's was, I loved it. It was a great one.
Can I say, what we're looking at now is pretty much a devoured containers, yeah. which are now fully greased up.
Yeah.
The bottoms of the containers are soggy and breaking through. All the chips are broken through the bottom of the container. Yeah. Oh, there's still two pieces of chicken in there, by the way.
Oh, I'm having that one.
Yeah. I thought it was great. I like the sort of slightly limp 2 a.m. chips, but I didn't generally mean that. It's quite nostalgic. It feels like nice out. And the chicken was just brilliant. The lovely coating. Okay, my winner, I don't know if you agree, with the...
chicken.
The wings.
yeah.
No, the wings, because the heat that's running through the batter.
Oh, I quite like the big pieces, actually. I was surprised at how well it maintained its crispiness.
Yeah.
It didn't get too soggy. And the skin, it didn't peel away from the meat.
I am so happy because when I said chicken, I felt a level of judgment. Oh. From you two.
No. Not at all. I wasn't at all. I was
complete
excited.
Opposite.
Good.
The complete
Good.
Opposite.
Very
This is a judgment-free zone.
Yeah,
this is a podcast about takeaways.
You know what? I thought Tom Allen would be fucking fancy Indian. Indians. And now
still a salad in a bag, though.
Yeah,
still a salad in a bag with that Michelin Indian.
And now gone chicken.
No, chicken. I'm a big fan.
But yeah, what a night.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Rosie.
So at what point do we go and get the donor?
Rosie, we love you.
Thank you so much.
The brilliant Rosie Jones there, just absolute one of a kind. What a legend. Love her so much. I hope you enjoyed that episode. And if you did and you've been enjoying the series in general, then please do leave us a review. Reviews make so much of a difference to podcasts. And we really want as many people as possible to hear this show. We have brilliant guests coming up for you in the future. And also subscribe and share and all the other things that, you know, switched on podcast lovers do. Simran, who do we have coming up next week?
Next week, we have the host of the BAFTA-nominated The Last Leg, the incredibly talented, multi-skilled Adam Hills. And it was a great chat where we ate some extraordinary ribs. It was very, very fun. We hope you enjoy. It was one of our faves.
Thank you for joining us this week. Goodbye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.